Most poems tell stories. Even when a poem is made up just of images, those images tend to be arranged in a way that creates a narrative of emotions. In reciting a narrative poem, your purpose is to make the listener pay attention to the human drama being presented, to feel the events in emotional terms, and to understand their personal importance to the characters. That means that you need somehow to put that drama and those emotions into the words you're speaking. Listen, for example, to the actress Candy Alexander read the opening of Edgar Allan Poe's Annabel Lee. Notice how she suffuses the opening lines with joy so that you feel the sadness of the ending later on more powerfully.
It was many and many a year ago in a kingdom by the sea that a maiden there lived whom you may know by the name of Annabel Lee. And this maiden, she lived with no other thought than to love and be loved by me. I was a child, and she was a child, in this kingdom by the sea. But we loved with a love that was more than love, I and my Annabel Lee, with a love that the winged seraphs of heaven coveted her and me.
Now listen to a few lines from the end of the poem. Can you feel how she has shifted the emotion?
But our love, it was stronger by far than the love of those who were older than we, of many far wiser than we. And neither the angels in heaven above, nor the demons down under the sea, can ever dissever my soul from the soul of the beautiful Annabel Lee. For the moon never beams without bringing me dreams of the beautiful Annabel Lee. And the stars never rise, but I feel the bright eyes of the beautiful Annabel Lee.